Blog Talk Radio.
Much love, much love, much love. This is your brother, Elohim, checking in live. This is Wednesday. We're dealing with politics for today. Is, should we take the vaccine? That's an interesting topic. I mean, they have the two vaccines out there. First, let me do an assertion right quick. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused and read what you saw. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of light, and I will get what I want. We always start the show off with that because we want you to really think about what you want. Because if you put it out there, the universe is going to bring it to you. So make sure that what you're asking for is really what you want, okay? Mother always said, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it, all right? Now, yeah, this is politics today. This is every Wednesday we're going to be talking about politics, some nature, you know. But the political arena is very important, and we need to be involved with politics as much as possible. So what's on our mind today is the vaccine. Right now, here in the United States, they're pushing two vaccines. Well, they're pushing three. We got the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, and we have the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Now, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a one-time vaccine, but it's 70% effective, from what I understand. So it's not quite as effective as the other vaccine. So if you're in mind to take, you can't get nothing and you're in mind to take some type of vaccine, then I suggest you go for that one. The Moderna vaccine, let's talk about the differences of the vaccines first, you know. I'm not sure how the Johnson & Johnson vaccine works because they haven't broken down or explained that to the public like they should, right? The Moderna vaccine works based on your immune system. So if you're healthy, your immune system is pretty good, you know, and you haven't been too sickly lately, you know, if you're going to take the vaccine, I suggest you take the Moderna, if your immune system is pretty healthy, because the Moderna vaccine sort of works like the flu shot. It introduces things into your immune system so that your immune system can prepare for or make up antibodies to fight off whatever the vaccine, whatever the disease is. Okay, that's how the Moderna vaccine works. All right, now the Pfizer vaccine, it works a little different. The Pfizer vaccine attacks the vaccine itself. It blocks the vaccine from attaching to the cell, so that makes the not effective. Makes the disease not effective because it can't attach to the cells. That's what the Pfizer vaccine does. So if you're not sure about your immune system, I suggest the Pfizer vaccine, because the Pfizer vaccine doesn't depend on your immune system to fight the virus. All right? Excuse me. We're going to be talking about that and other things during the course of this hour, okay? Now, the call-in number for the show is 516-453-9230. It's an interactive show. We appreciate information. If you have information about the vaccine, the virus, all that, we appreciate you chiming in, tell us what you think, tell us what's going on about the vaccine, okay? We're going to be talking, we're going to be doing politics every Wednesday, all right? Now, I myself haven't taken the vaccine. I'm not sure whether I'm going to take it or not. I haven't decided. I did spend a couple of days in the hospital for some kind of blood clots or something, and I tested negative for the virus, so I don't have it. I don't go out or associate with people too much, and whenever I'm out, I definitely wear the mask. Now, masks are so important. To me, the mask is just important to take on the vaccine. Because even after you take the vaccine, they're saying that there's no guarantee that later on you're not going to catch that virus. Excuse me. So what I suggest you do, whether you take the vaccine or not, make sure you wear that mask. And if you're taking public transportation, because sometimes you have to ride a half an hour, 45 minutes without being able to wash or sanitize, you don't have sanitizer with you, put your little gloves on until you get where you're going, okay? Then you can take your gloves off. It's going to be sanitary where you're at. If you're going to the market or you're going to work, you know, and the workplaces, they have made the workplaces pretty sanitary. So I think that once you get to work, you can probably take the gloves off and just make sure you have the sanitizer there. Most workplaces will have some type of sanitizer there for you so that you could sanitize your hands at a certain period of time, certain intervals. I do have a sanitizer, even though I'll be by myself most of the time, but I still, you know, have the sanitizer here, you know? So the so that's the differences in the two vaccines and how they work. One works by boosting your immune system. The other works by attacking the virus itself. Now, if, like I said, if I had to take a vaccine, it would take, I would take the Pfizer one, not the Moderna. If I had to take it, that's just me personally. My immune system is strong, so I probably could take either one, you know, because of the diet that I'm on, the way I eat. I rarely get sick. I don't really even catch what we call the common cold, although in between seasons, when coming out of winter, going into spring, I normally catch a little cold, but this is every year, and it don't last too long. But this year, I didn't do that. Everything's working out pretty good. The diet I'm on is absolutely amazing. I'm experimenting with the diet because I'm pushing the diet, and I want to know just how flexible you could be with the diet in reference to consuming flesh. Because I don't think we should be consuming flesh at all. But those that do consume flesh, on the diet that I'm on, your body can handle small amounts of flesh. You know, remember, you only need 26 grams of protein per day, and cancer's protein derivative. So too much protein causes you to have cancer. Okay, I'm telling you straight up. Too much protein. So cancer eats protein. It's not eats excess protein. Now, if there's no excess protein, your body is meat. Your body is protein. So the cancer will begin eating you. You know. So you don't want to put your body in that mode where you have too much protein. Now, once you cut back on the protein, all right, that will help body begin to shake off the need. Or it will trigger a not need to produce those cancerous cells to consume the excess protein and stuff that you might have in the system, okay? And that will give your body a chance to heal itself, because your body can heal itself from cancer. Well, we're not here to talk about health, we're here to talk about virus, but that is health. And it made the whole thing political. You know, we don't want this. Something like this shouldn't be politicized. You know, and I'm also finding out that a lot of the deaths due to the pandemic is being caused by lack of insurance. That's what would make it hit the Black community harder. Or poor communities harder than anywhere else. So it's not that the vaccine, it's not that the virus attacks you more if you're Black, Latino, or something like that. If you're Black, you know, if you have melanin, it doesn't attack melanated people more, you know? So I use Black as a political term and nothing more, you know? because blacks are not a racist. Political term for people who've been politically unjustly treated in a particular area, or actually say global, because the white races have pushed, not the entire race, I shouldn't say that, the white 1% who's been in control has been pushing this racist mindset globally, you know. So it's not just whites that are involved in racism, but blacks as well. Globally, when I say 1%, I'm not just talking about white folks. I'm talking about everybody that's in that particular bracket. Because this is how they make their money. This is how they get paid, all right? Now, remember, this is Wednesday, so we're political. And we're going to be talking political stuff going on into the future. This is our first political Wednesday, all right? Now, like I said, I do need your help. So, you know, when you call in, do some studying so we can discuss this as you call in, okay? My texts aren't going out, so I'm calling everybody individually. Alert 270 people. So, but I'm texting. I'm talking to individuals one-on-one, let them know that I'm on air every day. You know? Well, I wasn't here yesterday. You know? So I wasn't here yesterday. A couple people called to check up to find out what was going on. But I'm here today. I'm going to be here every day. The reason I'm not here is not for me not trying to get on the air, okay? So that's where we are right now. Well, let's get back into the political arena, all right? Mainly, I want to focus on the virus. Now, the virus is mutated. That's a problem. And there's different strains of mutation. You know, I've been thinking about, I've been watching the movies, and when the pandemic hit, they take the vaccine, and the vaccine turned people into zombies. People who are going to talk about brains, they didn't push us in the movies for a better. That's why a lot of people don't want to take the virus. They don't know they don't want to take the vaccine. They want the vaccine to turn them into a zombie, you know, based on what they're seeing in the movies and stuff. So it gets a little interesting. But right now in the United States, over 500,000 people have died from the virus or virus-related problems, you know. And that's a lot of bodies. You know, that's a lot of bodies, you know. Over a million people globally have died from the virus. I mean, so this virus has kicked in. And it has nothing to do with melanin or non-melanin. Because in the European countries, they don't do what they're supposed to. The virus spikes. Non-European countries, if they don't do what they're supposed to do, the virus spikes, all right? So, I don't know, some areas, the poor areas, that's the way the government is set up. Due to racism, there's always poor areas. There's always people sleeping on the street. People can't find food and stuff, you know? When the racist government is set up, I'm not just talking about white racist governments. You got black racist governments too. So racism is racism, and it comes in all colors. It comes in all forms. So I want to make that clear. You know, anywhere that you have a racist government, you got people sleeping on the street because they develop a class system. I remember when India had the class system, talk about the untouchables and how the United States media really beat up on India for the untouchables and the class system. But we have a class system here, you know, and people that are in the middle class, they feel comfortable, they feel okay, you know. Through racism, they try to keep as many of their children in the middle class as possible, and you can't be mad at people for taking care of their children, if I understand. You have to take care of yours. You have to figure out how to make this government work for you, all right? Because it is your government. I say this all the time, you know? Let's talk about how this government works for a minute. Get into that. because I think the people need to know, because they don't understand. Everybody in America need to study trust law. They need to study trust law, and they need to study commerce. You know, they need to study both of those things. They need to study the commercial system, and you study trust law, right? Now, trust is set up instrument, right? Now, an instrument is a group of rules and regulations under which everybody in the trust is going to follow, right? That's how the trust is set up. Now, the people who join the trust, who are part of the trust, become trustees. And the trustees have a say in what the trust is doing and how the trust is run. Actually, the trustees run the trust. And the trustees run the trust for the benefit of the children, which are the beneficiaries. All right? Now, let's take that to another place. The Constitution, if you're in a form of government that has a constitution, then that government is a trust, because the Constitution is the instrument under which all of the trustees are supposed to be abiding by, right? Now, when you vote for officials, mayors, congressmen, presidents, vice presidents, people like that, they're what we call trust managers, okay? It's how the United States works. Everybody that's born in the country is a trustee of the country, and they are beneficiary, okay, of the trustees, which are your parents, and your parents are supposed to be, your parents are supposed to be running the government. Now, how do your parents run the government as trustees? Your government vote for trust managers. This is how you run the country, from your judges, aldermen, all these people that you're voting on, right? They're trust managers. They're supposed to be running a trust for you, running a trust for the government. All right, this is how this thing works. So this is why the wicked people who are after the power, well, what I call wicked people are the people that function under the doggy dog mentality. There's two cultures. There's a doggy dog culture and there's a reap what you sow culture. And a reap what you sow culture is supposed to be in control of the doggy dog culture. Doggy dog culture is your military. That's your military. All right, so when they take a military crew, that means the doggy dog people have taken over from the reap what you sow people. And the doggy dog people got one thing on their mind. They take what they want. If you don't have enough power to stop them, they will take what they want. And it's get down or lay down when you're dealing with the doggy dog people. All right, so we don't want that type of mindset permeating the planet. Passion, reciprocity. This is what we want. You know, this is why when President Hansen and them, I like to mention them because nobody, people act like they never existed. When President Hansen and them set up this system, all right, to help the colonists and the indigenous people here, you know, have some type of mutual understanding of how they're going to live together. They set the system up so that it can be a paradise for the people, because the people have a say in what's going on. All right, that's how it was really set up. And that's why the military is underneath a civilian leader. All right, the president is a civilian, and the military, he's the head of the military. That's how this thing is supposed to go. The reap what you sow people is supposed to be the military. It's supposed to be some type of religion or spiritual vibe coming from the regular people. That's why religion is so important to the particular countries. Although they're mostly pushing religion into a cult mindset rather than to a religious-based mindset, and that's causing another problem, you know. But it all comes down to freedom. Now, what is freedom? Freedom means control. Think about it for a minute. Just think about it. You as an individual, what do you have control over? You know, in your country, in your area, in your neighborhood, in your house, what do you have control over? That's how you determine what that freedom that you have. See what I'm saying? Now, in the United States, the people basically have control over everything through the proxy. That's the person that you put up there. That's just another name, a person that you put up there to handle your business for you. Okay, that would be your mayors, your senators, your congressmen, you know, the three branches of government, all the way up to your president, you know, all the way down to the block captain, you know. That's how the whole thing works. Now, they have a dog-eat-dog framework under the reap-what-you-sow mindset. That's how this is supposed to go. But we get the wrong person in power, you know, the reap what you sow don't happen. Ain't reap what you sow. Do what I say or you're out. You know, that's how that works. Now, this is basically, the dog-eat-dog culture is basically dictatorial. If you notice, from the hospitals, the fire department, all of the government venues have their leadership based, which means it's dictatorial in nature, right? Because you have a president, head of the department, or the head of this or the head of that, and they're sort of dictating policy throughout the organization. That's dictatorial in nature, all right? But the person that's doing that is supposed to be under some type of spiritual guidance so that they act justly and fairly to the people that they're working with, all right? That's what's supposed to be going on. I'm just breaking it down so that you can get a grasp of what's happening around the planet. But the countries, literally, if it's a democracy, dictatorship is a little different, but the area that you're in literally belongs to the people. Now, if a few people come up and take over while you're sitting around following the distractions, oh, boy, let's talk about the distractions for a minute. I know a lot of people are going to hate me about this, but what can I tell you? They put up these distractions to distract you from what's going on, because a lot of the dog-eat-dog people have a sense. They look at the right hand and know what the left hand is doing, you know? And they don't want you to know enough to figure out what they're doing, because they like them big $5 million houses and cars and security and everybody running around falling at their feet. They like that. They wouldn't have it any other way, you know? And they will fight to maintain that. They will kill you, your family, and your dog to make sure that that happens so that they can stay and live in that lap of luxury. Follow what I'm saying? I'm checking the different countries, you know, and the leaders, especially this king and queen situation. I mean, a lot of the kings and queens are out of control, you know. And some of them, they're trying to balance the thing out, but, you know, they don't want you to wake up to what's going on. They don't really want you to know that they're only in control because you let them be in control, all right? Now, the sad part about when a family is ruling, you know, that's what King and Queen thing, family rule. The sad part when a family is ruling, a lot of times the only way you can get them out, you have to kill them. And that's sad, because there should be a way where you can balance this thing out without having to wipe out a whole family. You know what I mean? That's what happened in the First World War. Ferdinand and a couple other ones they had to wipe out the whole family. You know, in France, they had to kill the whole family because that's the only way they can get them out, get control from them. They rule for 200-300 years sometimes, you know? And they live in a lab of luxury. People sleeping on the street, can't find food, don't even have a crust of bread sometimes, you know. And the people finally got tired of it. And the people rose up and took over the country, you know. And the part that another sad thing about it, once they took over, they put a dog-eat-dog person right back in charge. Right back with the same problem, you know what I mean? Do as I say. You're talking about dictators. Most dictators have a dog-eat-dog mindset. You know, that's what I'm talking about. Democracy, rule of the people, rule of law, governed by the people, it works pretty good if the people are being taught, being learned, so that they know what's going on, what's happening in the doggone government, you know? Now, I was relying on the internet for a minute, but they're changing things around the internet. I type in one question, they give me a different answer. They don't answer the question that I type in. They answer what they want me, what they want to tell me. And it's kind of hard to get true information on the internet. We're going to have to go back to old school. Have to go back to find books. You have to be careful who the author of the books and what you're reading. Because there's so much misinformation out here right now that it's unbelievable. You follow what I'm saying? Let's just get some basic misinformation that we need to know here in the United States, okay? George Washington and his crew did not write the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Misinformation. See what I'm saying? And when you try to find out what rules did the Continental Congress and how were they governing themselves, try to Google it, see if you can find it. You know, they're not letting the information out. You know, they did have one person had a website. And he was teaching on this stuff. They shut it down. Can't find him no more. You know, I put it in favorites, but he ain't in my favorites. You know what I mean? This is what I'm saying. They don't want you to have certain information they don't want you to have, you know? And then the movies. The movies follow along with whatever the 1% of the other people with the money. Now, when I say 1%, I'm not talking about white folks. I'm talking about all five colors, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. You have members from all five tribes that are up there with the dog-eat-dog mindset, and they love every minute of it. You know what I mean? They wouldn't have it any other way. You follow what I'm saying? So what we need to do, it's your choice to either participate or not participate. You have to figure it out. That's one reason why I like the Bible, code book. Not as a religious book. As a religious book, a lot of stuff in it just don't make sense. But as a code book, it tells you things. All right? Just like in Psalm 82, it tells you you're God. You're God. That's what it tells you. What does that mean? See, they're giving you misinformation about what a God is. Oh, God is all-knowing and all-seeing. And God will, you know, poof. Kung fa kung, and it will be, you know, you will create. All this is misinformation. If I understand, anybody that knows that comes from the Read What You Sow culture, which science, that's the scientific community, Read What You Sow, anybody that comes from that particular thought process, no, you can't create something from nothing. You have to have something to make something. All right? I'm just dealing with the misinformation that they're dropping on it. And, man, you got millions and millions of people just falling in line with the misinformation because they're reading the book and don't know what they're reading the book, but they're not actually following the book, you know? I'm watching Sunetta TV. I watch Sunetta TV. Those of you who haven't don't know about Sunetta, he be challenging them on the book because they know they don't know the book. He be challenging them all the time, you know? And excuse me, he would challenge them all the time about their knowledge of the book, you know, what the book means. He's telling, well, if you follow the book, it says in the book that homosexuality is a sin and you're supposed to kill all the homosexuality. No, what the book say, you follow what I'm saying? We don't even know what sin is. This is what I'm talking about. Sin is anything that interrupts the flow of life, right? That's what homosexuality is a sin. because it interrupts the flow of life. Now, that passage that he was talking about, I'm not going to emphasize those that want to read the book. I'm not going to go through passage by passage with you. I love Chris. But I'm just saying read the book if you want to know what's going on. And but what that passage is saying is that their blood on their blood, two men can't make no babies. So when they die, they have genocided themselves. There's no physical heir. There's no physical, there's nothing left of them once they die. That's it. There's no children come behind them with their DNA and with their looks and all that. You know what I'm saying? That's what the book is talking about. They're literally killing themselves. Now, if they go out and have babies and all that kind of stuff and they decide they want to be homosexual, well, they're gods. They can do whatever they want. You follow what I'm saying? That's what we don't understand. They're gods. They can do whatever they want. If they decide to genocide themselves, hey, we're telling them it's a sin, man. You shouldn't do that because all you're doing is killing yourself. You're killing, you're genociding you and the person that's with you. All right? That's why that's forbidden. That's why it's a sin, because it interrupts the perpetuation of life. That's what's going on. But, I mean, you as far as I'm concerned, I purposely whoever they feel like, I don't care who they sleep with. I just want to hook up, that's on them. But the book is telling you, you're genociding yourself. And if you have so little self-control over your physical self, you see what I'm saying, that you can't control that aspect of your life, you're in trouble. You're in real trouble, you know? And it feels so, sure it feels good. It was made to feel good so that we can have babies, all right? We need babies, man. You guys out there running around while I'm the LGBT community and all that, there's not enough babies coming out of that community. Hello? What do you think is going to happen as generations go on? You're going to cease to exist because there's no babies. We need babies, man. You know? Why do we need babies? The tree of life. The tree of life is your children. It tells you in the book you're supposed to eat from what the tree of life produces. If the tree of life is not producing, how are you going to survive? You can't. The children have to be producers. That's the tree of life. And if you in the LGBT community ain't making no babies, what are you going to get your stuff, your food and everything from? Who do you think is making this stuff? The children, generation after generation, that's all the stuff is coming from. If you ain't making no babies, you're interrupting the perpetuation of life. That's why it's a sin. As a God, you can do whatever you want. And we shouldn't be persecuting a person for doing what they want. If I don't say, we should be persecuting God for doing what they want. I mean, whoever they sleep with, it don't hurt me. It don't bother me who a person sleep with. So why should I be judging whatever they're doing? You see where I'm coming from? But as long as they understand what they're doing, that they're committing genocide. You follow what I'm saying? As long as they understand they're genociding themselves and they want to commit genocide, hey, that's up to you, buddy. That's up to you, man. I respect you. We can come hang out, do whatever you want. As long as you don't try to make me, as long as you try to convince me to genocide myself, we good, you know? And the problem with is the problem is that the people, they don't understand what's going on, and the people that's persecuting them don't understand what's going on. And a lot of them don't know. Well, I was born, and I was a male born in a I'm trying to figure out how they say this thing. I'm a male born in a female's body. Listen. What is it? 46 chromosomes. You got a 46 chromosome split, male and female. You're born male and female. See what I'm saying? That's what the cloning process and Genesis is talking about. You know what I'm saying? You cannot only get a male from cloning, but you can also get a female from the man's DNA. You follow what I'm saying? You can get male or female through the cloning process. That's the Adam and Eve story. That's what that was all about. It's a code. It ain't. It's a code. To verify the code, right, and letting you know that it has nothing to do with Adam and Eve being the first people born on the planet, was that when Cain slew Abel, he left and got married. Well, where did his wife come from? If Adam and Eve was the only ones on the planet. See, that's a verification that that ain't about no birthing story. It ain't about the first male and female coming here. That's what that's telling me. You know, I'm just, I know I get caught up in the Bible a little bit because that book has so much powerful information in there. But now we're talking about homosexuality, and it takes us back into the Bible. You follow what I'm saying? Now, we shouldn't be persecuting gods that decide they want to commit genocide. But we need to tell them. They need to know that that's what they're doing. That's why it's a sin, because we're committing genocide. And it's okay to love a man, but you love a man as a man. You don't love a man as a woman. It's okay to love a woman, but you don't love a woman as a woman. I'm talking about two females. You don't love a woman as a man. You follow what I'm saying? I'm smiling and laughing. I'm keeping it light, but it's a very serious situation because you got some very nice men, some very nice women who are having sex with each other and not producing no babies. You see what I'm saying? You need to reproduce yourself. If you're not reproducing, it's like, you know, women who get into the work arena, right? And they're so busy, they don't have time to have children. Well, they're genociding themselves because there's not going to be another one of you. We need you. We need more like you. You know what I'm saying? So I don't care how busy you get. Take some time to have a child someplace. At least reproduce yourself one time. See what I'm saying? Women not having babies, to me, is a sin. Because we need you to reproduce yourself. Because we need another one like you. There's some powerful females out here. And we need another one like you. Don't get so caught up in your work and everything that you don't reproduce yourself. You have to think about that. Men, the same way, we so busy we won't get with a partner to have a baby. You know, we need you to reproduce yourself. You got some powerful men out here that don't have no children. What's the next generation supposed to do? We're going to lose you. We're going to lose you. And the next generation won't have the benefit of a you to deal with. And we need that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, even if you got to go clone yourself, do whatever you have to do to reproduce yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you have to pay a woman to have a baby for you, whatever. You know what I mean? Don't. If you just can't get into a relationship, you got all this doggone money, pay one of these sisters out here. You see what I mean? To have a baby for you. You understand what I'm saying? But reproduce yourself. It's important. The perpetuation of life. Anything that interferes with the perpetuation of life is a sin. That's why it's a sin, because it will cause you to self-destruct. You don't want to self-destruct. You want to be here for another 100 years. Not 100 years. You'll be here forever. You want to be here forever, physically. Now, spiritually, that's a whole different, incorporeally, that's a whole different story. We'll get into that. But right now, I just wanted to touch on a couple of things because dealing with politics and homosexuality, that's a political hot topic because they're not teaching on it right. They don't know what's going on. This is why gods are being persecuted for genocide themselves. We persecute you for genocide yourself because we know how bad it is, because we know we need you. We need another one like you. Most people that get into the homosexuality thing, they're very sensitive, they're very kind, they're very nice people. The ones I've met, you know, they're very sensitive, they're very nice, they're good people. And we need another one like you. We don't want you to die off and that's it. See what I'm saying? I would like for my child to meet another person like you. You understand what I'm saying? This is what's going on with the, this is the problem with the LGBT community. They don't know what's going on. You follow what I'm saying? I'm thinking if you just have to hook up with a, two guys have to hook up, should be a female in the mix. You should have the potential to have babies. Two women hook up. There should be a guy in the mix. You follow what I'm saying? You know, don't get so tricked out processed that a lot of the LGBT people are bringing to you from a racist point of view. You see what I'm saying? I'm using racism, and LGBT community is racism. Now, racism is when you going against another group of people just because of who they are. That's racism, period. And you got LGBT people going against regular people just because of who they are. If they flipping the script. You know what I mean? Racism needs to go away, period. All right? We know that we're all gods. Well, we don't know that, but that's what the book said. The book said we're all gods. I don't know why I went there, but I did want to keep it on the political side. Let me recap. I apologize for going off like that, but the people don't understand the book. And if you don't understand the book, everything gets twisted. See what I'm saying? because they turn the teachings of the Bible into a cult type of mentality with racism and everything else that's set there, you know? And that's not what the book is all about. That's not what the book was designed to do, okay? It's a history book. It was a history. It's a code book left for the generation of the Reap What You Sow people. See what I'm saying? I'm not, that's all five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, white. All five tribes are included, all right? And now I'm just going to say this right quick, but the reason we screwed up on Mars and Mars is so desolate is because the five tribes didn't work together. I'm just going to say it. The five tribes didn't work together. Right? And if the five tribes don't work together on this planet, we're going to decimate this planet as well. We're going to have to move to another planet. Now, in fact, the scientists, are they looking for another, they're looking for another home now because they literally can see the destruction that they're bringing. You know what I mean? If they keep going the way we're going right now, this planet ain't going to be, you're not going to be able to live on this planet. They ain't going to be able to breathe the air. it's going to be a mess. All right? And we're going to have to move on to another planet. But if we recognize what's going on right now, politically, you have the right to press government to do the right thing, to push for the right thing. How we get a guy in office talking about he don't deal with climate change? See what I'm saying? How are you going to be God and not deal with the planet? See, that's what I'm saying. And just the dog-eat-dog mentality. The last president had, he was strictly dog-eat-dog. You know, I mean, don't read what you saw at all. He was strictly dog-eat-dog. And look at the mayhem and the confusion that's got caught. See what I'm saying? But you have power. You have power. And with the power that you have, you shut him down. You shut him down. Now, the next guy in there is trying to make it better for all of the people, all five tribes. We have to work together. When the Black Lives Matter incident happened, all five tribes was out there. When something go wrong, all five tribes come together. And not everybody in all five tribes, but you can't, when things will go real bad, all the five tribes come together and begin to fix it. That's how it's been working. That's how this country has existed. That's why this country's still here. Even though we've been under white mob rule for the last 90 years, but we've been pressing against that. We've been fighting against the white mob rule for a while. You know what I'm saying? And it's beginning to turn. The tables are beginning to turn again. But you have to stay vigilant. This is political. You got to stay vigilant. You got to stay on top of this thing. Every country, the people are the power. You're the real power of that country, all right? Well, they got soldiers and they got this thing. Yeah, they got all that. But the guns don't hurt people. People with guns hurt people. If nobody's pulling the trigger, they can have all the guns they want. You can put a gun on the table and come back 100 years, that sucker still be sitting there. They ain't gonna hurt nobody until you get the wrong, put that gun in the hands of the wrong person. Then you got a problem. Then the gun becomes a problem, but the gun has never been a problem. It's the people that's the problem. And then the problem with the people-mation, we have to get information to the people. Follow what I'm saying? My text ain't going out. I don't know. According to the board, it's kind of interesting, but I'm going to be here every day. Let Big Brother do something like he did yesterday. Keep me from going on the air. But I'm going to be here every day. All right? Every day I'm going to be on the air talking about something. Okay? Now let's get into the what's going to be happening throughout the week. For those of you who download the show, on Sunday, we talk about Bible and love. Bible as a code book, not as a religious book, so that you can see that the Bible is given to you as a code so that the people can have power. It's telling you how to get your power back, all right? Monday is society news, okay? We have a broadcast meeting. We talk about society stuff and what the society is doing. Elohim, Five Tribes, Society of Love, that's what we're talking about, from the constellation Elohim. They call Orion's Belt now. They used to call it Conflict on Sarah, but we call it the Conflict of Elohim, okay? We believe, well, we don't really believe too much or nothing, but we know that every man, woman, and child on the planet is Elohim, all right? We know that. Elohim is all of us. But now, that's, now on Tuesday, the Chronicle Scripture, the Secret Doctrine, that's what we're going to be teaching from, not from the Bible now. We're going to be teaching from the tyrannical scriptures and secret doctrine. That's the instrument that governs the society. All right? All the society members have this book. If you're not part of the society, you don't have a book. You know what I mean? The book was written exclusively for the society, okay? Now, Wednesday, which is the day, we're into politics. So if you know something about politics, you're thinking about politics, you know, check in. Talk to us. Let people know what you're thinking and how you feel about it, okay? Thursday, we're talking about economics. Boy, we got little things that you can do to keep from being broke, to keep from sleeping on the street. Nobody should be sleeping on the street. If they had just a little bit of information about economics, they wouldn't be sleeping on the street. You know what I'm saying? They might not be rich, but they won't be sleeping on the street. Sleeping on the street. Friday is health. Okay? And we talk about health, why we're sick. You know, we want to keep you from being sick. So eat your eating habits. See, that's in the book, too. You know, I like to say that right now. I'm going to say that every show so that you know. You see what I'm saying? They're calling it the Genesis diet. Genesis 129. I'm telling you, I'm giving you herbs and seed brands globally for meat. That's your meat, not flesh. We're not supposed to be consuming flesh, okay? I'm just going to say it. I'm going to put it out there. All of you so-called Christians and whoever else is following the Bible. You know, you got a lot of people that aren't Christians that's following the Bible. You know, the Gnostics, because the Bible is not a Christian book. They have taken it and use it as a Christian book, but it's not a Christian book. I'm just telling you like it is, okay? It's a code book to bring you into power. That's why the 1% that used the Bible and were able to understand it reverence it so much, okay? Because they know what it is. You see that Bible that Biden brought up? I mean, he had a Bible. I don't know where he got that thing from. That thing was heavy, boy. That was a big book. You know, I sound like an old book, you know? So that means that they got, that means that these guys got the, they have old Bibles. It ain't been translated and mistranslated and mistranslated by some of these new preachers that come along. If I'm saying all these preachers got their own Bible now. You know, buy my Bible. My Bible got this, my Bible got that. Different translations and different meanings explaining what they think everything is. You know what I'm saying? that book Biden had, I had to look at that thing, man. Look at that thing. That was sure like you look in there to see what he's reading. You follow what I'm saying? Well, you know, he considers himself a Catholic. So, you know, what can I tell you? There's a reason why the Pope lives like the Pope. And it's because they know this book and they know the power of this book and they know how to use this book to get power. See what I'm saying? They break this thing. They break this book down to where every period is supposed to be at, you know, and you got other people throwing the book in the trash. Anyway, I didn't mean to go off on a tangent there, but health and Friday is health. I went there because of it's telling you that you're supposed to be a vegetarian in the book. 2,000 years ago, it's telling you you're supposed to be vegan and vegetarian. And Saturday, we started all of Radio Broadcast with Legacy of a Nation, right? And my friend Mac, he hasn't been feeling well, so he hasn't been doing Legacy of a Nation. So we're going to do Legacy of a Nation on Saturday at 8 o'clock, okay? And Legacy of a Nation is history, Black history about the legacy of a Black nation, history about there's no real Black nation. We'll get into that too. You know what I mean? There's no place, no landmass, no nation, state called Black. So that's a whole big thing. Maybe next Saturday we'll talk about that a little more. What do they actually mean? But when they say what the federal government think about Black people and what does Black people mean to the federal government? Maybe we'll talk about that a little more. We did that, I think, the first Wednesday we did that. And that's the second one. We're talking about coronavirus. Just to recap, we're almost out of time here, but there's two viruses. There's two vaccines. There's three. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, and the Pfizer vaccine. The Moderna vaccine works by boosting your immune system like flu shot. The Pfizer vaccine actually stops the virus from attacking your cell. And if I had to take the virus, I would have to take the Pfizer vaccine. If I had to take it, I haven't taken it yet, but I'm not saying I won't take it, but I haven't been moved to take it, if I understand. Now we're sponsoring a trip to Africa. I might have to take before I go to Africa, okay? So we're out of time. Let me do my closing insertion. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written. So let it be done. Okay? Now, with that, we got about 90 seconds according to Block the Radio. We got about 90 seconds left. Just remember that everything is not what it seems. You have to do your due diligence. People ask me, what do you believe? I tell them, I don't believe anything. Either I know or I don't know. I don't function from a belief cycle. Right? I function from a no cycle. If I drink water, I know I'm going to have to go to the bathroom and take a leak. If I eat food, I know I'm going to have to go to the bathroom and take a dump. If I stay up long enough, I know my body's going to get exhausted and I'm going to have to sleep. You follow what I'm saying? I know I'm getting to the point that I know if I don't have certain nutrients and vitamins that I'm going to have defective cells there. Right? These are things that I know, all right? There's a lot of things I don't know that I act upon. You follow what I'm saying? As if they're true. Until I can find a better, more information, something better. You know where I come from? But I don't just believe it because it's there or somebody's there. I have to research and investigate. With that, that's the end. We're out of time. Remember, love is an act and make others feel good. We'll go and have a feel good day. And we'll talk again tomorrow. Much love.